Welcome. Well, you're at home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part to our EWTN family. And we are so delighted that you've welcomed us into your home. We have a great show in store for you today, and we certainly would love to hear from you. So send us an email with a question or a comment to jimandjoy at ewtn.com. And remember, you can always listen to our show at EWTN's Podcast Central. Just go out to ewtn.com/radio/podcast or wherever you happen to listen to your podcasts. I certainly am enjoying listening to podcasts. So today, we're welcoming back Rose Sweet to our show. Now, Rose is a Catholic speaker, a retreat facilitator, a certified life coach, and she's authored 14 books on building and strengthening healthy relationships.
What kind of temperament does she have? We're going to talk about that.
So for over 30 years, she's drawn from the riches of the church to offer hope and healing to those who have had struggles with marriage, parenting, being single, divorced, or widowed. And she's here today to speak with us about her newest book, My Type of Holiness, Striving for Sainthood with the Temperament that God Gave Me. And go out to her website. It's rosesweet.com. Well, we had a very fast action show yesterday, full of nuggets of wisdom. Yeah. And she's so inspiring that there's hope and help for all of us.
And she's really getting a read on people.
Yes.
Like I've never experienced it before because she understands these temperaments. And it is really important and is something that we should do, I think, pre-engagement, you know, before you do get married, because you're going to find out as you go along, these people, you know, your spouse is doing things, or you got kids that aren't doing it the way you do it. And does it have to be my way, or what, you know, like, what's happening here? And you could save yourself a lot of headaches and problems if you just understand why people are doing what they're doing. And if we, as those people in that temperament, understand that we have to hone that, there's downside to things, there's an upside to things. This is good for people in business as well, because you've shared numerous times, you know, with people that you're overseeing at our medical center, our pro-life center, that it just helps you to understand, you know, like, why does she do it this way and I'm doing it that way, and how do I work with my people and, you know, and just all respect one another in this and move along together in a unified fashion, even though we go about it differently.
Right. And, you know, I can't imagine what it's like for being the COO of EWTN, where you have, that's why you have to have a human resource where you got to work out situations, right? Because in workplaces, it can get a little crazy sometimes.
Plenty more to come. The name of the book, My Type of Holiness, Striving for Sainthood with the Temperament that God Gave Me, Rose Sweet. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Please don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, our guest today is Rose Sweet. She's the author of a great book that I highly encourage you go out and get at EWTNRC.com. It's called My Type of Holiness. Go out to Rose's website to learn more about Rose and all that she does, rosesweet.com. Well, yesterday, it was action-packed, and it moved so fast. But today, tell our family, give them a recap of your book so they can understand as we're going to further develop the conversation.
Well, we talked about the four classic temperaments. This is a teaching that's been around 350 years before Jesus was even born. Those brilliant Greeks came up with this. And the Catholic Church has used this understanding of human behavior as a spiritual aid to know thyself, which many saints have told us, and to be able to love other people the way they need to be loved. And I really got into this when I was a teenager. I've always been fascinated about what makes people tick. How come you're not like me? You know, basically. And this is part of the journey of understanding who we are made in God's image. And so the classic four temperaments are two sets of opposites. And in my book, I also bring up the temperaments of some of the saints, the more well-known saints, like St. Hildegard of Bingen was a melancholy genius. And she noticed these patterns of four in God's creation, the four seasons, the four elements of the earth, the four directions, and the four temperaments. Back in those days, they thought the temperaments came from your body fluids. That's why they're named choleric, sanguine, melancholy, and phlegmatic. But they mean so much more. And we were talking a little bit about introverts and extroverts and optimists and pessimists.
Right.
And
all in your book.
Right. So it's don't let it fall into pop psychology. That's what I would like to share with your family. It's fun to take the test and go, oh, I'm this or oh, I'm that. But you could do a lot of damage by saying, well, that's why I'm this way. If you stop and ask the Lord, help me go deeper with this. What do you want me to do with this, Lord, to become the best version of myself, to be able to see and love other people? Mm-hmm. So that's, in a nutshell, that's where we are.
Can the temperaments be perfected?
They have to be, don't they?
They better. Yeah. Mine is almost perfect. Mm-hmm. So, no. And yours too, Joy. Now, we're working on Jim.
Yes. Because I don't fit into any of these categories, I don't think.
That's another story.
Okay.
What does that make me?
People who think they don't fit into the categories, you're psycho. No. No, it's because you have a natural reserve, I'm being serious now, and a caution about stepping into a truth unless you're sure it's true. Mm-hmm. And that can be a virtue. Mm-hmm. In my old days, I would say that was cowardly. Oh, you were hesitant and come on.
Jump in.
Just take it, you know. No, now I've learned to respect. If you take a little bit slower time to check it out and make sure it's right, maybe that's something I should learn to do too. It doesn't come naturally to me. Mm-hmm. But that's part of the humility that comes. If you study this correctly, God will help you get rid of your pride and you'll get some humility.
Your title was something when I first looked at it, My Type of Holiness. Well, there's a number of ways to think about that. And my first thought is like, well, there's a lot of people saying, this is my type of holiness is this, in terms of sexuality, in terms of how we see things. My holiness is my holiness, but that's not what you're saying, really. It's the temperament that the Lord's given you and perfecting that it might lead into the way that you do holiness uniquely as you.
Because we are unique and unrepeatable. Mm-hmm. And so the way that you are sanctified and the way that you bring holiness into the world is going to look a little bit different than anybody else. Okay, now Joy and I, we look a lot alike. When we are, our holiness is similar, right?
Yeah. Totally.
Right. But anyway, it's fun. It's all about virtue. And later in the book, we didn't talk about this earlier, I really talk about the three root sins of pride and sensuousness and vanity, and how that plays into the different temperaments. So I pretend to be a melancholy and I go very deep, but here's the reality. I'm not wired as a melancholy temperament, but if I have the desire to have some of those strengths with God's grace and my effort, I can go there, but I'm not gonna stay there very long.
Right. Well, and it is, like you were talking about the saints and their temperaments, and St. Catherine of Siena said, become who you were meant to be and you will set the world on fire.
Right.
I mean, like, I want you fully alive. I want him fully alive. I want me, we want that for everybody so that we can make a difference, because this world is going to hell in a New York minute, and it needs the love and the mercy and the boldness of everything that is good and true and beautiful about the church.
You're reminding me, one time I was in Mass, and I was in a parish, I didn't know anybody, I was visiting, and it was the time, it was after the great Amen, and we're all supposed to stand, right? So anyway, the great Amen is done and nobody stands up, and I'm looking around and I realize they're used to the priest going like this. So they're like sitting there, and I go, so I popped up and I looked around and I'm the only one in the church standing. All of a sudden I felt shame, because it was like, oh, everybody's gonna look at me. And then I heard the Lord say, Well, I made you a leader.
Mm-hmm.
Be a leader.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so I continued to stand, and eventually I wanted to go.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. But those are just a little, God made me this way.
Right.
I'm not going to be ashamed of it, but I do need to be perfected.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Jim is over there like, going, yeah, Rose needs to be perfected.
No, and really what it does is all of our gifts and talents, all of our ways that are vices would decrease, our virtues would increase, and we would become the people that God made us to be, and yet believe that we can set the world on fire. I don't need permission, right? It's like, no, I've been anointed. I mean, one of the things that God has called us to do is I get to go eyeball to eyeball with a mom who's thinking maybe she doesn't want to keep her baby today.
Yeah, that's huge.
And I have to give her mercy and grace, but I have to give her the truth in great love, no matter what happens.
Okay, so if you were a person who valued peace over everything,
right,
and lack of conflict, mm-hmm. you might be hesitant to give her the truth. You would give her all the love she needs,
right,
but you would hold back on the painful truth.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's where the people who have the moral courage to be bold like mm-hmm. that are needed in the world.
Right.
Definitely.
But also that needs to be for me sometimes, because I could say, what are you thinking? But God said, God tempers me, and all of a sudden I have fallen madly in love with this girl.
Mm.
I have no business loving her in and of my person. Mm. And I know that's when the Holy Spirit is coming in and doing a miracle. As he can do with our temperaments, our personalities, our vices, our virtues, our ways, our sins, so that, because they're in our family, you don't have to go far, right? And they're our brothers and our sisters, and you try to understand your mother, try to understand your father. Well, gosh, that's the reason why my dad was that way. And you can understand with great empathy and love and let go of the forgiveness and the resentment and the anger and all the ways they didn't fix you the way you needed to be.
You were saying, so God tempers me because I'm more this way in terms of my temperament, but God tempers me. And so you can move into another temperament, you know, some of the virtues that are there. And some people that might be this key temperament can learn and move in another way, maybe not in long term, but people would think they're this other thing because God's doing something. It's the way God's bringing you into holiness,
your
strengths, and, right?
Exactly. I remember one time, because God has done great work in me, and when it's time to be serious, I can bring it down and I don't have to, you know, whatever. And somebody thought I was really a melancholy temperament.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, that's him.
Right.
Because I'm not melancholy, right?
Right.
But it is, that's a beautiful thing that you brought up, Jim, is we can move into that area. It's like, okay, put contacts in.
Mm-hmm.
You have brown eyes.
Yeah.
You could put in blue contacts, okay?
Yeah.
Let's say you're in a movie and you needed blue eyes. You could do it.
Yeah.
But your brown eyes never went away.
Yeah.
And that's the beautiful thing about our temperament.
Right.
It's a gift that God gave us, and it doesn't change.
Mm-hmm.
Are women more inclined one way than guys are another way in terms of the temperaments? Do they manifest it more fully? Is it a gender thing?
No, but let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say a bunch of words, and you tell me if this is masculine or feminine.
Okay.
Kind, gentle, soft, supportive, patient, enduring, stable, steady, loyal. Masculine or feminine? Don't think too hard.
We should have those attributes.
Ask me, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
I say they're masculine because you just described Jim.
That's exactly right. Okay, so, but they're not, it's not relevant.
Right.
We call that a feminine.
Right.
But it's not feminine.
Right.
It's phlegmatic.
Mm-hmm.
And men and women can be that. Okay,
right.
Now, bold, strong, daring, demanding, harsh, decisive, quick. Masculine or feminine?
I incline masculine.
He knows some women like that.
But you're not a man.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So masculine and feminine, is a part of understanding this, but it's not relegated to the sexes.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's helpful to understand, because as we are as human beings, I would like to believe and hope after 48 years of this marriage that Jim has brought the best out of me, mm-hmm. and he's brought the worst out of me, mm-hmm. and then I to him, because we are one flesh, mm-hmm. and God is tuning us and making us and shaping us and molding us, and then we have the privilege of living that before our children. And so now that they can go and make family and do life and become who God's made them to be.
How important is this? Like, I had a conversation with somebody, you know, talking about relationships and considering marriage, and they were saying, well, you know, I don't think, you know, learning that much about personalities or temperaments is important. You know, what's important is, you know, are you Christian? Are you Catholic? Are you, and I think that might be the most important things. But that doesn't help, so to speak, with makeup or temperaments and so on. And you're going to find that as you go down the road. Like, it's really important. And you can learn some things right away instead of going 10, 15 years and having to go to counseling and saying, why is this person this way? And they tell you about temperaments, which you could have known going in.
That's a great question. And what that is reductive. It reduces the human person to your moral values. Are you Christian or not Christian? Mm-hmm. Do you go to church or not? Do you believe in God? Okay, mm-hmm. those are the bedrock, yeah. right? Mm-hmm. right. But we are so much more than that. And if you don't know what you're getting into, you're not going to be able to see properly and love properly the other person as God intended you to love them.
Right.
This is tough stuff.
Right. And it's work.
It is work. Mm-hmm. And I make it more fun in my book.
Right. Yeah. You do. And, you know, we would do premarital counseling, and then the couple would get married, and you know, in premarital counseling, she loved him so much. And then we would do like an after action, right? A follow-up. Absolutely. So 3 months after, they'd come back and she'd go, sure, I can't stand him because he's driving me crazy. And this is what he does and what he does. And he couldn't stand her because this is what you did and what you did. But that was, they were becoming who they were before each other, you know? And love, You still have to work with the personality. You still have to work with the temperament. Yes, Jesus loves me. That's never going to change. I love Jesus. I'm going to say my prayers with you at the end of the day. But we got some stuff we have to work out.
Yeah, and this is so crucial in marriage. I remember my husband was very picky and very melancholy and detail-oriented and everything orderly. And I'd open up the silverware drawer. And I had just thrown him in there. Hey, the forks were in the fork place. Mm-hmm. But so yeah. They were like perfectly lined up, and at first I'd want to mess him up because I was thinking he was trying to correct the way I did it. He wasn't. He just liked to have them in order. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, why can't I, to love him,
put it
maybe
in order.
I could put it in order.
Right.
Part of me didn't want to. Mm-hmm. But part of me said, I want to love him and I want to do that.
That's so important.
It's the little things,
it
right?
It is. Mm-hmm. We're going to take a break at this point and hold you over for the final segment. Get your best stuff.
This show is too short.
It's too short. That's your personal, your temperament. That's
yes. Nice.
We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Please don't go away. Welcome back. We're wrapping up our conversation with Rose Sweet. So, Rose, even as we're doing this show, we got people on staff that probably shouldn't be doing. They're taking tests on what they are and so on. So there's a real interest. I've noticed that even with my grandchildren, like they're really interested in wanting to know this. So how do you help people along? What else do you have? I mean, you go in so many areas on your website, but tell us the type of coaching that you're doing, especially in this area, because I think I need more help in it.
Well, no. You're perfect. Joy told me to say that, but it's okay. No, I do life coaching. Yeah. You know, in your business, in your marriage, in your parenting, they can't set boundaries or they have trouble doing this or that. You know, I'm your gal. We'll get a plan. I do personal retreats. I do church retreats. I do church training, leadership trainings, mm-hmm. all kinds of stuff. I write books. I love people, and I love helping people become saints mm-hmm. in a practical way.
Right.
Right.
And Mother Angelica would say, don't miss the opportunity, right, yeah. to become a saint.
Right.
Well, it's living and breathing. Just waking up is an opportunity to become a saint today.
Yeah, and your book is, I'm going to tell you what your book is.
Okay, good, good.
No,
let me see if you're right.
It's saying that we want to become saints, but there's a way for you to become a saint with how God's endowed you. It's not the same course for everybody. You're not the same person. You have to understand yourself, know yourself, and you'll be on that path. There's a certain way of holiness for you. Is that what you're saying?
That's correct. Yeah. That's correct. And I love how Joy and I, in between the segments, we go off on a tangent, and you beautifully bring us back on track.
Yeah, thank you.
I can see it on your face. You're getting, we're serious girls. Come on, you know, and you've got your paperwork in front of you.
Yeah.
I'm not wired like you, but I love you, and I love that part of you. And the world needs you and the people that are naturally wired that way. Because the rest of us, we'd ruin it all.
It's a great thing for a wife to say to a husband to a wife. You know, instead of like, I don't get
true.
You, like you totally.
Right.
Well, maybe she is off a little bit, but it's kind of like, do you understand who she is? Are you loving her?
Right.
With all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Do you know her heart, soul, mind, and strength? You know?
Right. Right.
And just to say that, you know, I love that about you.
Right.
It drives me crazy sometimes, but I get who you are.
Right, right, right.
That's what we're yearning
for. It's huge. It's
right.
huge.
It's huge.
I don't want to fight with you. I want to fight for us,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we have to do in marriage and in all relationships. We just want it to be better. Now, if people want to get in touch with you and say, like, they want you to be their life coach, you Zoom life coach calls? Is that how that happens? Because you live in California.
Yes, and I have clients all over the world.
Okay.
Thank God for Zoom. I do take some people in person, but you know, they go to my website, rosesweet.com, and if you have a problem, I will help you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what
that's
I'm here
great.
For, and I'm going to make it fun somehow in the end.
Yeah. Good,
Rose. It's so
Thank
great to
you.
Have you back. It's been too long, so don't be a stranger here on the Home with Jim and Joy.
I love you guys. Thank
love you too. God bless you. And pray that your life has been enriched. If you need more sharing or finding your way along various paths, it's rosesweet.com. You're an important part of this EW10 family. And you're never alone. You're always at home with Jim and Joy. Bye now.